Part 2. Questions 8 to 13. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear a boy telling a friend about his holiday. What did he enjoy most about it?
So, how was your holiday?
Yeah, it was great, thanks. The hotel we stayed in was a bit old-fashioned, but actually I liked that. Because it was kind of relaxed. And there were guys my age to hang out with. I mean, without that, it'd be boring.
And was, like, sports and stuff included?
Some. You could do windsurfing lessons if you wanted. But it meant going to another part of town, so I didn't bother. I mean, the place was right on the beach, so I was happy just swimming and kicking a ball around most of the time.
Now listen again.
So, how was your holiday?
Yeah, it was great, thanks. The hotel we stayed in was a bit old-fashioned, but actually I liked that, because it was kind of relaxed. And there were guys my age to hang out with. I mean, without that, it'd be boring.
And was, like, sports and stuff included?
Some. You could do windsurfing lessons if you wanted, but it meant going to another part of town, so I didn't bother. I mean, the place was right on the beach, so I was happy just swimming and kicking a ball around most of the time.
Nine. You will hear a girl telling a friend about a volleyball match she played in. How does she feel about it?
How did your volleyball match go?
We got a good result against a team that's meant to be the best in the region, but we managed to win easily.
Well done.
Well, it wasn't anything to do with me, actually. I've never made so many mistakes in a game. Fortunately, the rest of the guys were really good about it, so it didn't matter. I mean, playing well together is the secret in volleyball. Some of the guys in the other team are top players, better than any of us. But it was like they'd had an argument or something.
Now listen again.
How did your volleyball match go?
We got a good result against a team that's meant to be the best in the region, but we managed to win easily.
Well done.
Well, it wasn't anything to do with me, actually. I've never made so many mistakes in a game. Fortunately, the rest of the guys were really good about it, so it didn't matter. I mean, playing well together is the secret in volleyball. Some of the guys in the other team are top players, better than any of us. But it was like they'd had an argument or something.
Ten. You will hear two friends talking about a website they use for homework. What do they agree about it?
Do you use that science website our teacher recommended?
Sometimes. It's got some good stuff on it, but it's not that easy to find what you're looking for.
I've never noticed that. I just put a word in the search box and see where it takes me. It's great never knowing what you're going to come across. I'm finding out new stuff from it all the time.
I know what you mean. I like that too. But I sometimes find the information a bit hard to follow. Like, you're expected to know quite a lot already.
Really?
Now listen again.
Do you use that science website our teacher recommended?
Sometimes. It's got some good stuff on it, but it's not that easy to find what you're looking for.
I've never noticed that. I just put a word in the search box and see where it takes me. It's great never knowing what you're going to come across. I'm finding out new stuff from it all the time.
I know what you mean. I like that too. But I sometimes find the information a bit hard to follow. Like, you're expected to know quite a lot already.
Really?
Eleven. You will hear a girl telling a friend about a musical show she went to. What did she think of it?
Did you enjoy that musical you went to?
It was all right.
I mean, I'm not keen on that type of singing and dancing, really. Even though I could see the actors knew what they were doing and the orchestra wasn't bad. The trouble with musicals is that you can never believe in them. What happens to the characters just isn't true to life.
But isn't the whole point of musicals that you escape from everyday stuff and have a laugh?
Oh, there were plenty of laughs, but I always knew exactly what was coming next.
Now listen again.
Did you enjoy that musical you went to?
It was all right. I mean, I'm not keen on that type of singing and dancing, really. Even though I could see the actors knew what they were doing and the orchestra wasn't bad. The trouble with musicals is that you can never believe in them. What happens to the characters just isn't true to life.
But isn't the whole point of musicals that you escape from everyday stuff and have a laugh?
Oh, there were plenty of laughs, but I always knew exactly what was coming next.
You will hear two friends talking about some homework. What is the girl doing?
Have you done the science homework yet?
I did it straight after the lesson, while the ideas were still fresh in my mind.
Good idea. I'm sorry I didn't do that. What exactly are we supposed to do?
Well, I just went through the worksheet and did what it said. There were some calculations to do, the meaning of some words to look up online. Then you had to write a summary. You can see what I did if you like, but don't tell me that I've done it wrong, please.
No, don't worry. I won't do that.
Now listen again.
Have you done the science homework yet?
I did it straight after the lesson, while the ideas were still fresh in my mind.
Good idea. I'm sorry I didn't do that. What exactly are we supposed to do?
Well, I just went through the worksheet and did what it said. There were some calculations to do, the meaning of some words to look up online. Then you had to write a summary. You can see what I did if you like, but don't tell me that I've done it wrong, please.
No, don't worry. I won't do that.
You will hear a boy telling a friend about a book he read. What did he like best about it?
I read a really interesting novel last weekend.
Really? I don't like reading novels. They're always about such sad subjects.
I know what you mean, but this one's not like that. It's about these teenagers who get left alone in the rainforest. They have to learn survival skills and find out about how to live on their own, using their brains to work stuff out, teaching themselves things. I know it sounds like just another thrilling adventure story, but it's much more than that. It really got me wondering about survival skills and how well I could handle that stuff.
Right.
Now listen again.
I read a really interesting novel last weekend.
Really? I don't like reading novels. They're always about such sad subjects.
I know what you mean, but this one's not like that. It's about these teenagers who get left alone in the rainforest. They have to learn survival skills and find out about how to live on their own, using their brains to work stuff out, teaching themselves things. I know it sounds like just another thrilling adventure story, but it's much more than that. It really got me wondering about survival skills and how well I could handle that stuff.
Right.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You have 20 seconds to look at part three. You will hear a boy called Josh giving a presentation about quad biking.
Hi, my name's Josh, and my presentation's about the day I went quad biking. So, first, what is quad biking? Well, basically, a quad bike's got an engine, so it's like a motorbike, only it's got four wheels. But the fantastic thing about the quad bike is that it has really wide tyres. That means you can drive it across almost any type of ground, places where a car couldn't go. The quad biking session I went on was a 15th birthday present from my parents. It lasted about an hour and a half. It started off with a safety talk, where the guy shows you how to work the controls, like the brakes and stuff. That takes 30 minutes. Then you get about 45 minutes to drive round a track across the countryside. The track's brilliant, with lots of hills and plenty of mud. It goes through a forest at one point, which some people find scary, but I thought it was great. You even get to drive across a small river. That was a bit frightening, actually, but I managed it in the end. The day I went, it wasn't sunny. My dad was disappointed because he wanted to film everything. But actually, I liked the fact that it was foggy. It all added to the fun. One guy I met said he'd been when it was snowing once. That must be brilliant. So, if you're interested in quad biking, the track's on a farm that's just outside the city. It's on the road you take to get to the airport, so you've probably passed it without realising. If anyone's interested in booking a session, I'll give you the website address of the farm. It's www.whitlocks.com. That's WHITLOCKS.com. I'd say go for it. You'll have a great time.
Now listen again.
Hi, my name's Josh, and my presentation's about the day I went quad biking. So, first, what is quad biking? Well, basically, a quad bike's got an engine. So it's like a motorbike, only it's got four wheels. But the fantastic thing about the quad bike is that it has really wide tyres. That means you can drive it across almost any type of ground, places where a car couldn't go. The quad biking session I went on was a 15th birthday present from my parents. It lasted about an hour and a half. It started off with a safety talk, where the guy shows you how to work the controls, like the brakes and stuff. That takes 30 minutes. Then you get about 45 minutes to drive round a track across the countryside. The track's brilliant, with lots of hills and plenty of mud. It goes through a forest at one point, which some people find scary, but I thought it was great. You even get to drive across a small river. That was a bit frightening, actually, but I managed it in the end. The day I went, it wasn't sunny. My dad was disappointed because he wanted to film everything. But actually, I liked the fact that it was foggy. It all added to the fun. One guy I met said he'd been when it was snowing once. That must be brilliant. So, if you're interested in quad biking, the track's on a farm that's just outside the city. It's on the road you take to get to the airport, so you've probably passed it without realising. If anyone's interested in booking a session, I'll give you the website address of the farm. It's whitlocks.com. That's WHITLOCKS.com. I'd say go for it. You'll have a great time.